Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, December 11th, 2006. Being prepared about 4:15 a.m. as I had a trip out of town today. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, but I'm by myself today. We prepare these messages together, but she's not up yet. Today's message is titled, Genealogies, a Boring Yawn. And the scripture text is the very first verse in the New Testament. The record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And that's Matthew 1, verse 1. How many of you know much about your own genealogy? Well, there's a lot of interest in this subject, and the internet has been a valuable source for those trying to find their roots. There are those who can trace their lineage back hundreds of years and know who their ancestors are. Hope, a dear friend of ours from our congregation in Massachusetts, can trace her genealogy all the way back to the Mayflower, and in fact, all the way back to Norman in 1000 A.D. But sadly, in our broken world, with so much immorality and fragmented families, there are many who do not even know their own birth father, let alone their grandparents and previous generations. As we focus on the first advent, I would like to consider the genealogy of Jesus Christ, which both Matthew and Luke record. The genealogies of Scripture are not something most of us would name among our favorite portions. The longest is found in 1 Chronicles, chapters 1 all the way through 9. I suspect many of us tend to scan through these genealogies to get past them and get on to the real message. That's the title of the message today. A boring yawn can be our attitude. Although we might be hesitant to say it to others, we may reckon these genealogies as boring. But all Scripture is profitable. And even these genealogies are inspired and have lessons for us. They also foundationally place the truth presented in Scripture in the context of real history. So needed with all the attempts to revisionism today. Matthew was one of the original disciples, and his gospel was primarily intended for those with a Jewish background. Thus, Matthew's genealogy begins with Abraham. In contrast, Luke's record, and that's in Luke 3, 23-38, traces the line of Christ all the way back to Adam. Matthew's genealogy, although generally comprised of straightforward phrases such as Abraham was the father of Isaac, also has several interesting details which call the reader's attention to specific Old Testament events. In the next couple of days, I really want to focus on the very first verse here in Matthew and the New Testament. As we study in detail this perhaps often overlooked text, may we realize the firm foundation on which our faith stands. Brooksine has written a prayer last night before she went to bed, and I'll read her prayer today. Normally she'd be sitting right here beside me reading it with me. Let's pray. Father, you teach us that we are to worship you in spirit and in truth. This is possible only as we have a deep-founded faith in the inspired Scriptures and as we witness your redemptive work in our lives. Jesus, though you've always existed, thank you for taking on flesh and coming into our world to live among people. You are the bright morning star who brought radiant light to a dark and needy world. You are our eternal guiding light in the maze of earthly existence. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. It's not our normal pattern. We normally get up at a normal hour and prepare these messages. Actually, I have a trip today. I'll be helping my friend with some masonry work about 120 miles away in Maryland, and we'll be overnight, but I expect to be able to continue these messages as there is computer access where I'm going. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to Christ and be encouraged.